A Canal Fulton woman is charged with murder in the shooting death of a Weakley County Sheriff's deputy in Tennessee. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says Derek Bonham was shot early Friday while assisting Martin police on a shots fired call at a hotel. Investigators say the deputy was checking a nearby gas station for witnesses when he encountered 43-year-old Christy Dawn Cunningham. She allegedly pulled a gun and shot the deputy, who later died at a local hospital. Cunningham is being held without bond. A Canton man has pleaded guilty in connection with a deadly shooting and will be sentenced February 26th. 33-year-old Corey Partee admitted to negligent homicide and tampering with evidence in the October 4th shooting death of 35-year-old Christopher Smith. Partee entered his plea Thursday in Stark County Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors say Smith was shot in the hip and Partee removed a gun from the scene on Market Avenue North in Canton. Three men accused in a fatal Canton shooting have made their first court appearance. 18-year-old Nico Marshall of Canton, 33-year-old Nathaniel Sanford of Delroy, and 20-year-old Kamani James of Maslin were arraigned Friday in Canton Municipal Court. Marshall was charged with murder, while Sanford faces complicity and tampering with evidence. Both were given $2 million bonds. James is charged with tampering with evidence and was given a $300,000 bond. A status conference is set for Wednesday. A fourth suspect, 19-year-old Devian Newman of Maslin, is scheduled to be arraigned today. The charges stem from a Wednesday afternoon shooting on Allen Page Drive Southeast that killed 20-year-old Tashawn Smith of Maslin. Prosecutors say it happened after an attempted exchange of child custody. A Canton man has been sentenced to prison for shooting along I-77. 38-year-old Anthony Perez pleaded guilty January 22nd to aggravated robbery and felonious assault. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer sentenced him to 6 to 9 years in prison. The incident happened December 20th at the southbound exit onto Fulton Road Northwest when police say Perez shot at a vehicle multiple times. The woman driving went to a nearby gas station where surveillance video showed Perez following her and hitting her car window. The Louisville Board of Education approved a levy for the May 5th ballot Friday, WDPN's David Schur reports.
A 4.0 mil fixed sum renewal levy is being requested pending a ruling from the Ohio Secretary of State. The board plans to request a traditional 4.0 mil levy in the meetings on February 2nd and 3rd if the Secretary of State denies that initial request. The meetings on the February 2nd and 3rd request a traditional 4.0 mil levy, and then the board would subsequently rescind one of the requests.
The State Fire Marshal's Office is investigating a residential building fire in Carroll County. A large pole-type building in the 7100 block of Norco Road Northeast in Fox Township was fully engulfed when firefighters arrived Thursday night. It took about an hour to control the flames, with 2 more hours spent putting out hot spots. The building collapsed and was a total loss. Nearby structures were saved and no injuries were reported. Authorities arrested a Michigan tour bus driver Saturday in an undercover sex and drug sting in Columbiana County. The Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force says he arranged sex for money and methamphetamine and was found with suspected drugs and paraphernalia on his bus. The bus was transporting a university swim team who were left stranded but returned safely by another charter. The driver is being held in the Columbiana County Jail with charges pending. An Illinois man accused of possessing child sexual abuse images will wait several more months for his day in court. The jury trial for 36-year-old Vincent Bianconi of Chicago Heights has been reset for April 27th in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. He is charged with 3 felony counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor, along with misdemeanor counts of engaging in prostitution and possessing criminal tools. Prosecutors say the case stems from an undercover investigation in East Palestine last July. Bianconi remains free on bond. Youngstown residents are under a boil water advisory after a 12-inch water main break on Hubbard Road between Logan and Albert Streets. The advisory affects customers in Youngstown, Boardman, and Liberty Township. Residents should boil water for at least 1 minute or use bottled water for drinking, cooking, and brushing teeth. An investigation is underway at the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center in Youngstown following an incident involving detainees. Core Civic, the company that operates the facility, says one person was treated on site and then taken to a local hospital where they were released. WFMJ-TV reports the incident involved detainees held for federal partners, including U.S. Marshals and ICE. No staff were injured, and the nature of the incident has not been disclosed. Youngstown police are investigating a reported shooting after a man showed up at St. Elizabeth Health Center with a gunshot wound to the leg. The man told police he was shot late Wednesday night near East Dewey Avenue and South Avenue on the city's south side. The victim said he heard arguing and gunfire after 2 vehicles pulled up, then realized he had been hit. The man waited until Thursday night to seek treatment, telling police he was tired. Officers found no evidence of gunfire in the area. Governor Mike DeWine has delayed the execution of Danny Lee Hill, convicted in the 1985 murder of 12-year-old Raymond Fife of Warren. Hill was scheduled to die by lethal injection July 22nd. His execution has now been pushed back nearly 3 years to July of 2029. The governor says the delay is due to ongoing problems obtaining execution drugs. Hill's case is also pending before the Ohio Supreme Court. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.